or any of the Python protocols, done to get item, if you're indexing into the object, and so on, then those methods will be called. Obviously, they have to be looked up, but they're done by the interpreter itself. Now, the rule should be that those methods are always looked up on the class, and then on the hierarchy of base classes, directly, and not on the instance. Now, that isn't that actually has to be done specifically in the source code, in the code. There's the runtime doesn't do it for you. It's all implemented in C, of course. And what that means is it's a little bit inconsistent. And in Python 2.5 and 2.6, there are some of these magic methods. For example, in 2.5, the dunder enter and dunder exit methods to do with the with statement and context managers will first be looked up on the instance. In 2.5 and 2.6, dunder complex is looked up on the instance. But those are considered bugs and are actually gradually fixed. So the context manager methods are looked up properly in 2.6. Dunder complex has just been fixed in 2.7, I believe. Now, because they're looked up directly, they don't go through the getAttr and the getAttribute magic methods either. not even on the meta class. What that means is because they're looked up on the type, and the type is an instance of its meta class, you can't mock out those magic methods by implementing dunder getAttr or dunder getAttribute on a meta class, which is a bit annoying if you're writing a proxy or a mock object that wants to dynamically mock out those methods or dynamically provide those methods. But I found a much better way for my mock module. Anyway, I can provide those methods dynamically without them having to exist all the time on every instance of the mock object. Now, I did mention briefly the descriptor protocol and dunder get attribute. And what this means in practice is that if your object being looked up, either on the instance or on the class, has dunder get and dunder set methods, it's a descriptor. And when it's fetched from the class or instance, the dunder get method of the object will be called. And what that returns is what you get back from your attribute access. Now, this sounds that's implemented in dunder get attribute, and this sounds like a terrible complication of attribute access. So let me try and explain briefly why it's necessary. First of all, it's used to implement useful things like properties, static methods, and class methods in Python. And you can even see it in things like something as simple as fetching a method, an object. Methods are defined in classes by simply defining functions in the class body. Those functions take self as the first argument, so that when they're called as instance methods, self is passed in automatically for you, and your method has access to the current instance. So methods can set attributes, call other instance methods, fetch instance variables, and so on. What happens is when you fetch a method off an instance, it's looked up. It doesn't normally exist as an instance variable. It's on the class. So it's fetched from the class and it's wrapped as a bound method, and the bound method you get back only takes all the arguments except self, and when you call that the bound method, the original method is called and self is passed in automatically for you. The same with properties, and the property is looked up. The double underscore get method of the property is called, and that calls the property getter and returns the result. And similarly with static methods and class methods. So you can see how they're useful. They do lead to a slightly strange complication in that suppose you have a descriptor like a property that exists on the class, but you also have an instance variable with the same name. The dunder get attribute will look and see that they're both. It will see that the property descriptor exists, and it will use that in preference to the instance value. So you can't shadow properties by assigning to the same name as an instance variable. Okay, that's been a bit of a rambling look at attribute